So we're having a bit of a laugh off microphone here. I can't tell you what it's about. It's not allowed. But I'm now joined by Catherine, batch number 8 of local news and features. We've got a couple of batches for you, and we're going to bring you some news stories. And mine coming up for you are inside the new Royal Stoke Service helping to save lives, and council signs a new deal as weekly food waste collections are coming to Staffordshire. And Kath's got coming up, what exciting delights have you got for us?
I've got humiliated blind Wayne, put me teeth in, told to leave pub in guide dog row, and Stoke-on-Trent Council avoids £14.4 million overspend thanks to government bailout.
How exciting are those? Well, we'll hear from Kath in a moment, but my first story is inside the new Royal Stoke Service that's helping to save lives. A new ultrasound screening service at Staffordshire Children's Hospital at the Royal Stoke is set to bring potentially life-saving sickle cell monitoring and diagnostic care closer to home. The vital screening will benefit dozens of patients and their families each year. The transcranial Doppler, I love that, the TCD service, will help to identify the risk of stroke in children as young as 2 years old diagnosed with the disease by detecting early narrowing of blood vessel walls in the brain. The service, set to launch at University Hospitals of North Midland NHS Trust, a bit of a mouthful, the UHNM, later this month and run in partnership with visiting specialists, will offer care to patients who would otherwise have had to travel to Birmingham for outpatient appointments. Dr. Aswath Kumar, consultant, paediatrician in oncology and haematology, said the number of sickle cell patients under the care of Staffordshire Children's Hospital at the Royal Stoke has risen from 2 a decade ago to almost 40. So I'm very excited that we're now able to launch this vital news TCD service for the benefit of our local population. Sickle cell disease is known to be associated with a high risk of children developing a stroke in early years. The non-invasive ultrasound scan accesses the flow of blood in vessels in the brain, giving us an idea about the risk of the patient's risk of developing a stroke in the future. If we can pick things up early in the majority of cases treatments, then we can... can actually take place here at Staffordshire Children's Hospital at the Royal Stoke to reduce the chance of patients suffering from a stroke or other associated complications. Sickle cell disease is the name for a group of inherited health conditions that affect the red blood cells and is particularly common in people with an African or Caribbean family background. Dr. Kumar said the ability to be able to offer this service locally in Stoke-on-Trent and North Staffordshire is vital. Despite the scan's importance, some families from our area were unable to attend appointments in Birmingham due to both time and financial restrictions. Improving access to it will help to potentially save the lives of some of our youngest sickle cell patients. So now over to the wonderful Kath, who's going to read the first story for us. I'm in batch number 8.
Humiliated blind Wayne told to leave pub in guide dog row. A blind man has vowed never to set foot in a pub again. Hospitality giant Green King has launched an investigation after Wayne Pugh claimed the ordeal had left him feeling less than human. The 42-year-old visited the Chatterley Whitfield in Chell on Saturday in June with his brother and their parents for a pre-booked early Father's Day meal. But a change to the table arrangement led to the dispute and the family being told to leave. Wayne of Mere told Stoke-on-Trent Live, "We'd asked for a certain table so my guide dog could have space. Instead, they shoved us in the bar area. Nobody else was eating there. It was just me, my parents and my brother. It seemed obvious to me what had happened. They had a big booking of 30, so they didn't have room. My guide dog had to lie in the busy walkway, so my brother had to step over her to get to the bar. My mum and brother were at the bar waiting to place an order when they were talking about whether they should leave a Google review about it." Wayne says the conversation was overheard by a member of staff. Wayne added, They told us to get out and said we weren't welcome. Wayne said he was leaving when he was approached by another customer who began shouting and swearing at him while asking why he was causing trouble. Charity worker Wayne says a member of staff was there too and appeared to remark that Wayne should be able to clearly see they were busy. Wayne added, "It made me feel worthless. I couldn't see how many people were in there. I didn't know how many people were looking at me. That's why I had to tell people about it, because it cut deep. It was really raw. I want everyone to understand what disabled people, not just blind people, go through every day of the week. It doesn't matter if you're just walking into a shop, going to the cinema or visiting the bank. Everywhere you go, you get grief. Truthfully, society should change and stop this. All I want the world to do is be fair to one another. Why can't we just treat each other with some civility? It's never going to happen. I know that. Changing everyone's mindset is too big of a challenge, but everyone wants to be treated right, so why can't they treat others right?" Wayne had shared his experience on social media. He added, "My family didn't want to stay as soon as we got shoved on that table, but I said, let's stay. We've always had good food here, and we've only got today to enjoy ourselves. Let's make the most of it. We've never had a problem there before. But now, I will never set foot back in that place again. I don't care who runs it, and I don't care who's in it. I won't go back, because I just feel humiliated. Green King has launched a full investigation. It stresses that specific table requests cannot be guaranteed." A Chatterley Whitfield spokesman said, "As an inclusive business, we want everyone to feel safe and welcome in our pub. We recognise that on this occasion, the guests felt let down, and we apologise for that. We believe that this is an isolated incident, and we have launched a full investigation into what went wrong. We will take learnings from this to refresh our training to support the pub team on site to make sure that they are welcoming to all our customers and their requirements."
Well, there you go. So the next story from me is council. Put my glasses on so I can see. Council signs a new deal as weekly food waste collections are coming to Staffordshire. A new Staffordshire-wide contract for the disposal of food waste could save taxpayers up to £1 million and reduce the amount of rubbish going to incinerators. Weekly food waste collections will become mandatory for all councils in England next year as part of a national drive to make recycling simple. At the moment, Newcastle Borough Council is the only authority in Staffordshire to collect food waste separately, and Staffordshire Moorlands District Council commingles food, whatever that means, waste with garden waste, while other councils ask residents to put in their general waste bins to put it in their general waste bins. Staffordshire County Council is responsible for disposing of all residential waste after it's collected by the districts. Food waste is currently collected food waste is currently either sent to an incinerator, a composting facility, or an anaerobic digestion plant. Whatever is that, depending on how it is collected. The County Council is now looking to procure a Staffordshire-wide contract for food waste processing ahead of the change in the law next year. According to a council report, up to 20,000 tonnes of food waste a year could be diverted from incinerators under the new contract, supporting the country's journey into minimising waste and towards a circular economy. It would also generate a saving of between 500,000 and 1 million, depending on how well residents engage with this new service, due to the reduction in residual waste disposal costs. While the gate fee for food waste disposal could increase over the next 12 months, it also is still expected to be less than the fees for residual waste disposal. A single county-wide contract will also mean lower administration costs. Cabinet members at the County Council will be asked to approve the new procurement strategy when they meet this week. Councillor Andrew Miner, Cabinet Member for Connectivity, said that this framework for food waste disposal will develop one contract to cover the whole of Staffordshire. It means that we can comply with national regulations and also save money in the long run on admin and contract management costs. It also means a unified approach to food waste collection across the country and ending the different systems that we currently see. We can also encourage our communities to change their behaviour when it comes to waste and reduce the amount going to energy recovery by around 20,000 tonnes. The contract will also cover food waste collected by Stoke-on-Trent City Council and will be divided into 9 lots covering the different waste collection authorities, and it's anticipated that each lot will attract multiple bidders, increasing Staffordshire's competitiveness in the market. Anaerobic digestion, which uses microorganisms to break down organic waste, is an emerging market, and the County Council is aiming to secure sufficient capacity ahead of other local authorities. Well, that was a bit of a mouthful, and for some more, over to Kath.
Stoke-on-Trent Council avoids £14.4 million overspend thanks to government bailout. Council chiefs had to use millions of pounds from an emergency government loan to avoid an overspend last year, new figures show. Stoke-on-Trent City Council ended 2024-25 with a balanced position on its general fund, but would have had a £14.4 million overspend had it not been for the exceptional financial support, EFS, previously agreed with government. According to the Council's latest financial performance report, the overspend related primarily to the Children and Families Directorate, with more than 1,000 Stoke-on-Trent children in care at the end of the year. The Council secured £42.2 million of EFS, covering 2 years in 2024, with a further £16.8 million being agreed for 25-26. Council chiefs plan to use the money to cover the overspends in children's social care in the short term, whilst also investing in early intervention services to reduce the number of youngsters coming into care. The finance report states that the Council spent £11.5 million of EFS funds on children's care placements, while £3 million was invested in early intervention and another £3 million in transformation. The total EFS drawdown of £21.4 million in 2024-25 was a slight reduction on the original allocation for the year, including, according to the report. Sarah Hill, the Council's new Cabinet Member for Finance, told a meeting of the Cabinet that achieving the balanced position by the end of the year had been a challenge. Councillor Hill said, "It's been a very difficult year. Along with the rest of local government, we continue to experience significant financial pressures, particularly in children's services and adult services. On top of that, we've got the continued impact of high inflation, the pay bill, and the costs of goods and services. We set a balanced budget for 24-25, and this was based on the estimated levels of demand at the time, and only with the assistance of EFS. We went through a difficult few quarters, but by March of this year, through the implementation of stringent financial controls, the identification of mitigation measures, and the application of the EFS, the City Council was able to reduce our forecast pressures and deliver a balanced position at year end. In addition to the pressures in children's services, the Council also saw a £2.3 million overspend on adult social care and all age commissioning. But there were underspends in the Housing Regeneration and Operations Directorate, £3.1 million, and Resources Directorate, £2.7 million. The Council overspent its dedicated schools grant by £10.1 million due to spending on special educational needs and disabilities, SEND, increasing its cumulative DSG deficit to £22.4 million. Local authorities are currently allowed to keep SEND deficits separate to their revenue budgets. The Government announced this week that this statutory override will continue until 2028, while the SEND funding system is reformed.
So keep listening, got some more stories for you coming up in batch number 9.